For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Of late, many major papers in Canada have been declaring that Canada now is the leading supplier of marijuana to the United States.
It's Eugene Oscapella. I'm a lawyer here in Ottawa, Canada, the capital of the country, the very cold capital, and I'm a member of the Canadian Foundation for Drug Policy, which is a drug policy think tank and reform group here in Canada. The continued fabrication of stories about Canada being a major supplier of cannabis to the United States, those stories continue to percolate through the media here, and yet there's well-documented evidence from studies done in Canada, from studies done in the United States, from joint studies done by Canadian agencies and American agencies working together by the United Nations. All these groups have concluded that, in fact, Canada is a very, very minor supplier of cannabis to the United States, but that doesn't stop the misinformation from coming.
Despite the efforts of the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy and that of our drug czar, John Walters, a report by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police indicates that the United States is, in fact, its own number one supplier of marijuana, followed by Mexico, who exports at least 27 times the amount of marijuana attributed to Canada.
Eugene, you've written extensively on the nexus of the war of terror and the war on drugs.
Well, first of all, if you're really worried about a war on terror, you should stop financing the war on terror through the war on drugs. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's important for the listeners to understand that the link between drugs and the financing of terrorism is one caused by prohibition. In other words, prohibition makes drugs that would otherwise be very inexpensive there would be very little profit from selling them in the absence of prohibition. Prohibition turns these drugs into fantastically profitable products for both organized crime and terrorist groups. So by prohibiting drugs, we create this fantastically profitable black market that's enriching organized crime and terrorist groups around the world. You know, our governments, by supporting drug prohibition, are worsening the problem of terrorism. And second, you know, when we try to impose our own drug policies on other countries, that gets them, if you look at the example of Colombia, there's a lot of damage being done to Colombia, and there's a lot of damage now probably being done in Afghanistan by some of these attempts to eradicate crops and to get farmers off producing opium. That's going to create hostility to the countries that are pushing these policies, and so, you know, those are going to rebound and hurt American citizens. So government policies are actually going to increase the risk of terrorism to American citizens.
Will we ever learn? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.